Good morning. We are continuing our discussion from yesterday. Somebody who has finished Shmoneh Esrei, for example, he's within four amos of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei and wants to sit and learn Torah. Is that permitted, or is that part of the prohibition of not sitting within four amos of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei? So yesterday we saw the opinion of the Gaonim, who are of the view that if somebody is saying Kriya Shema, or the brachas of Kriyat Shema, or something similar, then it is permitted to sit within four amos of somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei. But the implication, said the Torah, was learning of Torah would not be acceptable. That's not Kriyat Shema, that's not Birkas Kriyat Shema, that's not similar to Kriyat Shema. And in fact, we'll look at the today of the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows, that if somebody is involved, first he says there's a prohibition to sit within four amos of somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei, but then he continues, v'im osek b'dvarim shemi tikune hatfilos, if you're involved in certain parts of the davening, we'll define that emir tashem tomorrow, if you're involved in davening, accordingly, then you can sit within four amos of the person davening Shmoneh Esrei, and you do not need to distance yourself outside of those four amos. So apparently it's limited based on this psak of the Shulchan Aruch, if you're saying Kriyat Shema, Birkos Kriyat Shema, or other parts of the davening. However, learning Torah would not be acceptable. You cannot sit within four amos of somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei, even if you're learning. But nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'yesh matir be'osek b'Torah, there is an opinion that is lenient and permits somebody who is osek b'Torah, who is learning Torah, afal pi she'eino mitikune atfilos, even though the person is not davening, not involved in davening, nonetheless, it would be sufficient if somebody is osek b'Torah, involved in learning Torah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings the psak of the Achronim that it's preferable, tov lehachmir, it's preferable to be machmir and to stand like the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. In other words, we had two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. The first opinion says learning is not sufficient to enable somebody to sit within four amos of somebody saying Shmoneh Esrei. And the Yesh Matir, the second opinion, was lenient on that. So the Mishnah Berurah says we should be machmir on this unless it's b'makom hatzchak, unless there is a real need, and then we can be lenient. Otherwise, we should be machmir. If you want to learn, you have two options. Stand within the four amos or move out of the four amos, and then you can sit. So that is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. The Magen Avraham comes and tells us, even in the Shita, to be lenient. That in the second Shita, there's an opinion that you can be lenient if you're Osek B'Torah. That means somebody who is really involved in Torah, but somebody who's simply thinking about Torah, not actively learning, but simply in his mind he's learning, that would be insufficient to permit somebody, even in the lenient opinion, to sit within four amos of the person davening Shmoneh Esrei. It seems that the concept here is that somebody who is osek b'Torah, he is giving the appearance that he is involved in Torah, but somebody who is simply thinking about Torah, that person appears to be doing nothing, and that would certainly not fall into the heter of the Gaonim. The Gaonim said that the problem is somebody who's Yoshev Abatel, somebody who's sitting and doing nothing. However, if you're involved in Kriyat Shema, Birchas Kriyat Shema, and the similar, that would be okay. So somebody who would be actively learning would apparently be okay, says the Magen Avraham, but somebody who's simply thinking about learning does not give off the appearance of doing anything. He gives off the appearance of being Yoshev Ubatel, sitting and doing nothing. Just continuing in on this thought, there's a Sefer Arba Amos Shel Tefila that says as follows, Shehameharher B'divrei Torah, how about if you are just thinking about Torah? We said that is not sufficient. However, you have a Sefer in front of you, that is sufficient. That is as if you are Osek B'Torah, you're actively involved in learning, you're saying the words of learning, because apparently the concept here is you giving off the appearance of doing something active in learning, even though you're not verbalizing the words, but just having a sefer in front of you that shows that you're involved in learning. And he continues and says that somebody who is writing his Chidushei Torah, it looks like he is writing and he's giving the appearance of being involved in learning. Apparently that would be sufficient also. And even somebody who's simply copying from a sefer over and he's having in mind, I am learning now, all of those situations, even if you're maharher, no, situation number one, you're thinking about learning, but you have a sefer in front of you, or somebody who's writing chidushei Torah, even though he's not verbalizing the divrei Torah, or somebody who's copying from a sefer and has in mind he's learning, all of those give off the appearance that he's osek b'Torah, involved in the Torah, not simply thinking about the Torah, and somebody's just thinking, gives off the appearance he's batal, he's doing nothing. As long as we give off the appearance we're involved in Torah, that would be sufficient in the lenient opinion to enable us to sit within four amos of somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei. But nonetheless, we should bear in mind that the Mishnah Berurah said we should be machmir, that learning of Torah within four amos is not sufficient. But the Mishnah Berurah does say that if you're sitting in back of the person, even within four amos, but in back of the person of davening Shmoneh Esrei, then indeed you can definitely be lenient on the lenient, you can rely on the lenient opinion that learning is sufficient. Have a wonderful day.